Story 11, Iditarod, Part 3. This is another story from Shoni, the retired sled dog, brought to you by SledDogPodcast.com. If your child would like to follow along the Iditarod Trail with Shoni, go to the www.SledDogPodcast.com website and print one out.
Thank you for listening to my stories. Are you creative? Do you like to draw? Well, if you draw a picture of me, Shoni, or any of the dogs in my kennel, we will put it in the Shoni's gallery that we are creating and include your name in an upcoming episode of Shoni. Send your drawings to me, Shoni, S-H-O-N-Y, at 6925 South 27 and a half Road, Cadillac, Michigan, 49601, or email to Tim, that's my master, Tim at SledDogPodcast.com. Get busy drawing. I can't wait to see your pictures.
Hi, Shoni.
Well, have you come to hear the rest of the story about the last great race on Earth?
Yeah.
Okay, Zadok, what's the matter?
I lost at bulls again today. Shoni, I never get to win.
Bulls? I don't believe I know about the game of bulls. It is a game, right?
You don't know about the game of bulls, Shoni? Wow, I thought you knew everything.
Well, now you know the secret. I don't know everything.
Well, now, let me be the one to tell you how to play. You only can play in the winter because that is when the metal water bowls slide across the ice in our runs. You can't play with the rubber ones. They don't slide. So we took care of that. We chewed on them. So the master doesn't give them to us anymore. One week, I went the whole week without being able to play, and I had my water bowl just about gone before the master switched out my bowl. I was so bummed.
I had no idea that is why you pups kept chewing those rubber water bowls. So, now what is the point of the game?
Well, whoever has the most bowls in their yard at feeding time loses. See, I am in the middle of Luke and Abigail, and we three push our bowls back and forth all day, and the one who has three bowls in their run loses.
Well, why don't you just keep the bowls out of your area?
Well, Shoni, that is what separates the good bowlers from the not-so-good bowlers, and my brother Luke is the best bowler.
Hey, I heard that. I'm a good bowler, too.
No, Abigail. You usually slide your bowl to Luke, past me. And then Luke slides the bowls so they are just out of my reach. And then I can't reach them to get them out of my run. So, Shoni, that's why I lost again at bowls today.
Why, Zadok, do you think that you will always lose at bowls and that Luke will always be better than you?
Well, I guess so.
Then, Zadok, you are right about being a bad bowler. You will always be a bad bowler if you keep thinking and saying you are. You will never be a good bowler unless you believe that you are one and say that you are one.
Really? I didn't know that, Shoni. I just thought I was born to be a bad bowler and had to be one for my whole life.
Well, then, I am glad you told me about your game, Zadok, because that is a lie that you were believing. It is also the difference between really successful sled dogs and those that never reach their true potential.
Potential? What's that, Shoni?
Well, Abigail, every dog isn't born being perfect at what he or she is created to be. For instance, you're a fast runner, right?
Yeah, that's why the master uses me a lot.
Well, are you the fastest you will ever be, or could you get faster?
Well, Mama Misha said that as my legs grow and get stronger, I'll get faster. Also, that I have to learn to breathe right and not waste my energy. She said we'll start practicing next fall in training.
So, Abigail, you haven't reached your potential yet. You have some more growing to do. You are going to keep getting better and better as you reach your potential.
So if Abigail doesn't believe she will get any faster or says she won't get any faster, then she won't get faster, will she, Shoni?
That's right, Zadok. And what about you? Are you just stuck with being the pup
That isn't a good bowler.
No way. From now on, the words out of my mouth are, Zarak is the best bowler in the kennel. I'm gonna work harder, think faster, and by golly, my brother Luke better look out.
Now, that sounds more like it, Zadok. And actually, this topic has a lot to do with the ending of our story about the last great race on Earth. Is everyone gathered as close as you can get?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, as you recall, the team just pulled into White Mountain just as a storm was brewing up. Now, I am not sure if we talked about the mandatory rest, but each musher must take one 24-hour rest and one 8-hour rest at any time during the race. And then the musher must do a mandatory, Abigail, that word mandatory means that you must do it. They must take that rest in White Mountain.
So even if the musher wanted to head out before the storm, he couldn't?
That's right, Levi. So just as much as the pups wanted to snuggle down in their straw after that grueling run around the coast of the Bering Sea, they also were anxious because of the storm that was clearly coming.
Well, at least they got a good rest before doing something really hard.
I'm sure that definitely helped, Levi. Now the other musher, that also won 4 times, had gotten into White Mountain an hour earlier, so she would get to leave an hour earlier than Wings's master.
Could a team catch up to another team if they were only an hour apart, Joni?
Well, from this point on, most mushers just charge on through that last 77 miles, and if they have no problems, don't get lost, or stop for some reason, most likely not, Levi.
I wonder how the master felt, or was he happy to be at the top of the pack and not care about first place?
Why, that is a good question, Squirrel, and from what Wings overheard, this is the answer.
Mr. Timekeeper, what place am I in?
You are in second, and a little over an hour behind your favorite challenger.
Wow, I lost more time than I thought on the sea. Thought I was just happy to get across and not thinking times at that point. Man, I will never catch her in this last leg. Never.
If you don't mind me, my opinion is that the race isn't over till it's over. If you believe you will never catch her, then you probably won't. 77 miles is 77 miles. With this storm brewing, anything can happen.
Wow, you are completely right. I can tell that I'm overtired when I start talking negative like that. Forgive me for telling you a lie, ma'am. I will catch her and win this race.
That's the spirit. Now, go get some rest. These 8 howling hours will come to an end quickly.
Wow, the master is talking just like me, Shoni.
That's right, Zadok. But he figured out quick that he would never win, believing in lies. Now let's get back to the story.
Okay, everyone, calm down and get some good rest. Take our minds off this wind and snow and dream about the finish line.
Oh, Wings, this is turning out to be the hardest race ever. I can't believe we have to run through another storm. I don't want to. No, not at all.
Listen, Pepper, we only have 77 miles to go, and we do that in a training run. If you get left behind, then we'll have to pack you up in one of those big metal things that make you go up high in the sky with a bunch of other left-behind dogs.
Oh, no. The master would just leave me and come back and get me later.
That's not how it works, Pepper. Up in the air you'll go, or just run the last 77 miles with us. If you believe that you can do it, Pepper, you can, and we are all here to help you.
Oh, I don't know if I can believe, Wings, but I sure don't want to go up in the air in that big, noisy thing.
I believe that you can do it. You are one of the strongest dogs on the team, and you can outdistance any of us. You were bred and created for such a time as this. And lastly, we need you, Pepper.
That 8 hours flew by, and soon the dogs were fed and watered again. The master changed out his sled for a lighter one and left some things behind for the last leg. The ground storm was in full swing, but the first musher had already left, and the master wasn't staying behind to wait it out. The dogs were still a little bit anxious.
I can't believe we aren't going to wait this out. I can barely see where the trail begins.
Well, I'm glad the master put these jackets on us, because the winds are going right through me.
I hope he remembers the booties. My paws are sticking to the snow. I don't want my feet all cut up in the middle of a storm. Hey, Where's Pepper?
He is over there. The vet is looking him over again. Okay, everyone, when he comes back, encourage him and tell him that we need him. He is still a little freaked out about the last storm.
Why don't we just leave him, Wings? What if he does freak out again? Then we will have to carry him in the sled, and he's our biggest dog.
Pepper is the strongest, and when he believes in himself, he is an awesome lead. He can make this last 77 miles easily, and he isn't hurt at all. By the looks of this storm, it is going to take all of us giving everything that we have, and without Pepper, we will have to give more than that. Now here he comes.
Hey, team. What are you talking about?
Well, we were all agreeing to give our all on this last leg, and we were also thankful that you are with us.
Why is that?
You are the strongest, and you can go the farthest, Pepper. We wouldn't want anyone else to be on this team in this kind of storm.
Wow, thanks, guys. And you know what?
Why?
I might not be able to lead the whole way, but I promise you, we will bring this sled to Nome. We will not shrink back and cower from any storm. We will do what we were bred and created to do for such a time as this.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah. Go, Pepper!
All right, team. Way to look ready to go. Boy, that is what I like to see. Let's get your booties on and bust out of here, storm or no storm.
Shortly, they were on the trail. There was hope that the storm was going to calm, but with each trot, it got deeper and colder. The trot slowly turned to a walk, and the wind shot right at them with icy blasts. They could barely breathe.
Gee, pa, ha, pa, gee, pa, ha, pa.
I am still able to sniff out the trail from the other team, but their tracks are gone.
My eyes are iced shut, guys.
Don't try to open them, Saul. Just keep your head down and keep up the march. Gee, pa, ha, pa, gee, pa, ha, pa.
Whoa.
Why are we stopping?
Oregano lost a booty and his foot's bleeding. Oh no, we're going to become ice cubes out here. We need to head back.
Just calm down, Cayenne. We need to keep believing that we can make it. Put your mind on Nome and straw and the kibble and warmth.
Sorry, everyone. We will make it to Nome. We will. We will.
Okay, team. Hike.
Gee, pa, ha, pa. Gee, pa, ha, pa.
Hey, I hear something. Something is coming. I can't make it out, but it's big. Hey, look. It's the other musher and her team. They have turned around and are heading back. Wow, I don't believe it.
Shh, Pepper, what are they saying?
Are you all right?
This is crazy. I am not willing to die out here. It would be near impossible to make it through the Kachiblock River area with these cliffs. I am going back to wait for sunrise when the winds may die down. Are you coming? I would love the company.
This is the chance that most mushers never get. He had caught up with the one who would have gotten first. He could follow her back or forge ahead, and if he made it, he would earn his fifth Iditarod win. Or he could get lost in the storm and die and put the whole team at risk. He would be on his own, with no scent to follow, though he had taken this trail many times. He got off the sled and went to each of his dogs as if somehow hoping they could talk and tell him what to do.
Team, he is not sure what to do. What does everyone think? Should we follow her back to White Mountain and get out of this storm?
Well, she is one of the greatest mushers around, and she is heading back.
But if we do, we might not get first.
But if we don't, we might all die out here.
Hey, come on, guys. The worst thing is that we could make a snowbed and wait it out on the trail. We practiced this before.
Yeah, we just take it one step at a time. And if it gets much worse, we camp out somewhere.
Well, if Pepper and I stay in lead, do we all agree and believe that we can still get us to Nome even in the midst of a storm?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, everyone, start tugging on your harnesses to tell the master to get going. All right, everyone, start tugging on your harnesses to tell the master to get going. We are going forward to do what we are bred and created to do.
Hey, it looks like my team isn't interested in White Mountain. You be safe now heading back. We are heading to Nome. That away, team.
You are clearly crazy. You be safe as well.
Now, during those 77 miles, there are several rivers to go over and some cliffs above the river. It was this cliff area that concerned the other musher. The team made it to the Kuchibak River and began up the side of it, which was about 100 feet above the river. The wind wasn't as bad here, but it was icy, and the snow was still blinding at times.
Wings, Pepper, I can barely see the side of the trail where it drops off. What if we fall? We'll end up right in the river.
Calm down, Salt. We'll keep our pace slow. Hey, back there, keep the sled steady. We don't want to slide that much.
We are trying, but the sled keeps tipping. There it goes again. Oh, no. We are really close to the edge. Oh, no, the master.
Oh, no, the sled tipped, and it's sliding off the edge. The master's hands are on the runners, and he's trying to hold on.
We're going over. We're going over.
We're being pulled.
Pepper, dig in. We've got to keep the sled from going over, or we'll all go over with it.
I'm trying, but if only the master could cut us loose and forget about the sled. I can't hold on much longer.
But from the looks of it, if the master moves the sled, we'll go over before he can cut us loose. He can't let go of the runners.
Okay, Wings. Let's turn around on the count of three and grab the gang line and pull backward since its pulling forward isn't working.
Got it, Pepper. Count.
3, 2, 1, turn. Grab. Pull.
I got a foothold. I'm turning around too.
That's it, team. Pull. Good job, Pepper. Hike, hike. Okay, I got the sled up. Let me move it farther away from the edge. Is everyone all right? Boy, we should have turned back. This is crazy. I could have lost all of you. I am so sorry.
Let's have a check. Is everyone okay? I'm fine.
I'm fine. Just a bit tangled, but the master is fixing everyone.
Oregano's paw is bleeding really bad. The blood has soaked through his booty. I can barely see through the snow, but I do see blood on the snow.
Sorry, guys, but I had to really dig in order to save the sled. My cuts must have split farther. Ow! Oh, it hurts to step on it.
Okay, Oregano. You brave boy. I can't bandage you well up here. We need to get down. We only have a few more miles of this. I'm going to put you in the bag, boy. Come on.
Well, he put Oregano in the bag and got everyone untangled. And instead of getting on the back of the sled, he walked beside it until they descended down. Thankfully, there was a slight calm in the weather, and once he found a shelter of trees, he gave the dogs a rest. See, once they get past the Topkap River area, there are no trees all the way to Nome. So he took the advantage of the trees to rest up and bandage Oregano's paw.
Oh, that feels much better. I am sure I can make it the rest of the way.
The master is shaking his head, Oregano. It looks like you're going back in the bag. Remember, he knows what's best.
Oh, yep, he does. It hurts to put my weight on it.
It's okay, Oregano. You saved us. We can surely carry you all the way to Nome for that.
It's not anything you guys wouldn't do if you had been in Wheel.
They got on their way after a couple hour rest, but it seemed that the further they went, the snowier it got. They crossed icy areas again, but had learned from their last experience how to walk and keep the sled from sliding. It was harder without Oregano pulling, but the master spent most of his time walking, so it didn't seem so hard. The chant they repeated in their head seemed to dull out the howling wind.
G-pa-ha-pa-g-pa-ha-pa-g-pa-ha-pa.
We're heading up again, and it's higher this time. Oh, I don't think I can go through this again.
Salt, sometimes in a dog's life we get a second chance. Did you know that?
A second chance?
Yes, a second chance to do it right. We are going up and down these cliffs, and it is time to do it without any mistakes. Are you with me, team?
But how?
First, we are going to stay away from the edge, and second, we are not going to fear. Fear will lead to failure.
That's right, team. We do not shrink back or cower. we will do what we were bred and created to do.
And that is how it went. Step after step, mile after mile, the master would look up every few minutes to see where they were, but the wind was too much for him, and he had to trust his dogs. They really had no idea how long it had been since White Mountain. They stopped many times and took rests often. At times, when the wind would suddenly die down, the master would look about frantically to make sure that they hadn't missed the trail. He had taken it many times, but because of the whiteout conditions, anything could happen. The master couldn't really urge them on, because they couldn't hear him over the winds. They passed an old building, but they didn't stop, and they heard the master say,
5 miles to Summit!
Summit? Isn't that a really high hill? I don't know if I can bear another cliff or mountain. We have gone up and down so many.
Hang on there, Pepper. Whatever it is, we can make it. Just keep your head low and march on.
Well, they began to climb the Topkop Summit, but the master left the sled and followed the gangline to the leads of Wings and Pepper.
Okay, guys. Thought I'd join you. We are going up slowly, one step at a time. The wind has died down for now and the snow has stopped, so maybe we'll hold till we get all the way down. Okay? Let's hike!
See, Pepper, we are going to be just fine with the master by our side. He is even going before us. We'll be to Nome in no time at all.
That's right, Wings. Okay, team, let's march. G, paw, paw, paw. G, paw, paw, paw.
At the summit, the master put the snow hook in and snacked the dogs. He looked to the west, where there was coastline. He sighed heavily and looked back at his team.
Well, team, I can barely make out the beach below, which means the weather is brewing again. We have just enough room up here to camp out for a little bit, so we're going to rest until I can see the beach.
Excuse me, Shoni. So they have hooked down on top of a cliff? What if they slide off again?
Well, it must have been wide enough, Abigail, and the master took some rope and tied them down. To go down can be really icy, so it was best to wait out the storm that was happening below. Thankfully, it was late into the night, so they all slept despite where they were and what was going on. As morning approached, the master looked again to the west and exclaimed,
I can see the old buildings of Solomon. Okay, team, let's head down and get to Nome.
Soon, the team was hooked up and ready for the descent from Topkop Summit.
Okay, team, take it one step at a time and enjoy the ride down. Hey, it's really icy. Whoa, team, slow down. Whoa!
If I walk slowly, I slip. Wings, hey, I'm slipping.
Dig in your claws, team. Dig in.
Whoa, hang on. I can't hold on. I hope the master's holding on. Watch out for that rock. Whoa, another rock.
We just gotta run down, Wings. Stay away from the edge.
Hey, guys, I think the master's off. I don't see him on the sled.
We're without the master. Oh, no. We gotta stop.
Stop? We can't stop. Another rock to the hook. G, team, G.
The sled almost tipped and stuff is falling out. Wings.
We need to get down. Just keep guiding us down. I think we're almost there.
I see the bottom. We are almost there. Hey, what happened? We're stopped and stuck.
The snow hook caught and stopped us. Oregano, can you see the master anywhere?
Yeah, he's all right. He's making his way down and picking up stuff from the bag. I am glad he wasn't picking me up. He's got me chained in, thankfully.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Okay. Well, the master made it back to the sled. He had some cuts and bruises, but was fine. They continued down and made their way along the beach. There was a cabin there, but the master went further and stopped about 6 more miles ahead at another cabin.
Wow, after losing his sled, why didn't he stop at the first cabin, Joni?
Well, Wing said that the wind was died down, and in that area, the wind can come harshly, and they needed to be moving while they could. He was hurt, but smart enough to keep moving before the wind picked up.
Are they almost there, Joni?
Well, once they rested from the cabin, they had only about 19 miles to the checkpoint safety. And boy, were they surprised to see him.
This is White Mountain to safety. Can you read me?
This is safety. I read you. Over.
Any sign of the musher yet?
No sign. And the storm is just starting to die down. I don't... Hey, wait a minute.
Well, paint me white and call me a polar bear. Someone's coming in. Is it him?
Hey there, are you a polar bear or are you the craziest Iditarod musher that ever lived?
I think a little of both. Hey, can you radio White Mountain and make sure the other musher made it back?
Will do. They're on the radio right now. Safety to White Mountain. Do you have the other musher? Over.
That's affirmative. She's here and preparing to depart. Glad to hear the polar bear has made it to safety. Literally. Over and out.
We were sure worried about you, but you look like you made it through all right.
Had I known what we were to face, I think I would have headed back to White Mountain behind her. Now, regardless, you are looking at one of the most awesome dog teams. I wouldn't be standing here without them. They really marched through like true soldiers in the midst of that snowy battle.
Well, are you going to pull up and rest or keep going?
Why stop now? I'll give them a snack, since now I'm sure my fellow musher is just leaving White Mountain. But then it's 22 more miles.
And off to Nome they went. The team was tired, but without the howling winds and snowfall, everything seemed lighter and easier. Once the crowd started cheering them in, and they weren't far from Front Street...
Bark, 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 bark. I want to help bring in the sled, master. Bark, bark.
All right, all right. Come, let me see you step on that paw. Okay, Oregano. But if I see any limping, it's back in the bag.
So the team turned on to Front Street to ride their last half mile to the Burled Arch and be the winner of the 1991 Iditarod. Also, the musher was praised for being the first in history to win 5 Iditarod races. To think that back in White Mountain, he was certain that that would not be possible. To think that a fierce storm was to be the determiner of who would break the record and at what point. That same musher doubted, but only for a moment.
Wow.
Wow. I am never going to doubt again, Shoni, because look what a dog can accomplish if they believe.
Oh, Zadok. Yes, look what one can accomplish. But don't be too hard on yourself if you do doubt, as long as it is only for a moment.
Thank you for listening. And if you like this program, would you mind telling a friend about it? Or even better, would you mind telling a friend and making a donation on the webpage? Dog food is always welcome. And from all of us from Sled Dog Podcast, happy mushing!